We are reading from the book Talmud of Ten Sefirot, part 4, chapter 11, page Elef Ayin Hey, item Kuf Lamed Hey. We'll remind that we have a phone for questions, 1-700-509-209, and you can watch our broadcast over the internet, www.kab.tv. Item Kuf Lamed Hey, the words of Ali. So we're learning here about the general Bina that divides into Gal of Bina, Zat of Bina, and Zat of Bina divides also into one more Parzuf that is internal and one that is external. Meaning Gal of Bina is called Mem, the wholeness is there. Zat of Bina is Lamed, and there is another more external part that is called Tzadik. The first part, Mem, the upper Abba and Dima, is called the upper Bina, or the upper Abba and Dima, or the first Tvuna, above, then the Chazeh of the general Bina, below the Chazeh, is the second Tvuna, or the general Tvuna, or Zat of Bina, or Lamed, and besides it, there is another Tvuna that is called the third Tvuna, which is actually with respect to the Zat of Bina, which is Tvuna. So the external one is called the second Tvuna, and this is Tzadik. And thus, the Mochin, the braininess, is extended from Arechanpin through Abba and Dima, through those Potsufim, towards Zeranpin. That Zeranpin of Atzilut receives those Mochin, the souls from below are connecting to it, and they receive the light. Souls, we are already talking about us. So, we talk about how the light comes from above until Zeranpin of Atzilut through Abba and Dima, the upper ones, the first Tvuna, the second Tvuna, and how from below the souls come to Zeranpin of Atzilut, and there we have the meeting between the light and the soul, the creator and the creature, and the unification is there. So now he explains us in item Kuf Lamed Hey the second aspect is also called a tower that is floating in the air. Okay, we're talking about Lamed, and it is the aspect of Lamed itself. Therefore I say it's the Bchina Bet, the second discernment. Please, item Kuf Lamed Hey. It is also called the tower that is floating in the air, and it is the aspect of Lamed itself. Indeed, it depends and hangs in the first aspect that is called Avir, air. And this is the tower that is floating in the air. The first aspect is Mem of Tzelem. The second aspect is Lamed of Tzelem. The first aspect is Chabat, Chagat, until the Chazeh, and the second aspect is Nehi. So what does he say? That the tower is floating in the air. Tower means Nehi. There's is the desire. A tower, you can imagine such a thing, a home, vessel, desire, vessels of Nehi. It's floating in the air, meaning tied to the Mem. Mem is Avir, air. There you have only Chafetz Chesed, covered Chasadim, don't need Chokhmah. Okay? Lamed that is connected to Mem is called the tower, the Lamed that is floating in the air, in the Mem. Okay? See how the external expression, a tower is floating in the air, is peculiar with respect to the internal understanding that the Kabbalists refer to, how much it is mistaken. If you say to someone whatever is written in Kabbalah. He can depict everything besides the Lamed that is connected to Tumem. Zat of Binah that are connected with the Gal of Binah. Vessels of reception that are tied to vessels of bestowal. Well, you have already known that the letter Lamed is called a tower that is floating in the air, meaning the vessels of Nehi depends on the vessels of Chabad Chagat, like written in the section of the Zohar Yitro. This is the aspect of Lamed of Tzelem, which is the Nehi of the third Tvuna. And understand this. Something below? Yeah? Okay. Internal light, column B, item Kuf Lamed He. The tower that is floating in the air, which is the aspect of Lamed itself, and indeed it depends and hangs into the first aspect, that is called Avir, air. And therefore it is called a tower that is floating in the air, because a tower means the light of Gadlut and the illumination of Chokhmah. And with all that, it depends and extends from the light of Chassadim of Abba and Bima. And therefore it is called tower that is floating in the air. Because a tower means the light of Gadlut and the illumination of Chokhmah. And with all that, it depends and extends from the light of Chassadim of Abba and Bima. You see how much he is not elaborating. The aspect of Lamed itself is the tower that is floating in the air, and it depends on the first aspect, which is Mem. Because Mem of Tzelem is Abba and Dima, the upper Abba and Dima, Gal of Bina. It is the Atzmut of the light, the essence of the light, without something that dresses it. And the Lamed, which is Yeshut, is nothing besides the aspect of dressings for Abba and Dima. And the fact that he says that Lamed depends on hands in the first aspect, that is called the air, therefore it is called the tower that is floating in the air. Floating means depends on it, hangs on it. Because tower means the light of Gadlut, adulthood, and the illumination of Chokhmah, that is revealed in Zat of Binah, and with all that, it depends and extends from the light of Chassadim of Abba and Dima. That of course, all the Gar of Chokhmah, Gar of Binah, is there in Abba and Dima. But when it needs to be revealed, only small illumination is revealed, and it is called the tower that is floating in the air. Meaning, the vessels of reception that are incorporated in the vessels of bestowal, so the small illumination of Chokhmah will be revealed. It means that the tower is floating, depends in the air. Floating means that it needs it. The vessels of reception need this air that has the light, but the light is concealed within this air. Afterwards, that yud comes out, and then out of the air there comes light. Item Kuf Lamed Vav, words of Ari. And this aspect, the second, which is the first hey of Havaya, that includes the expansion of the Mochin and called Bina, is Lamed of Tzelem, and it is light. It is the Nehi of the third Tvuna, and it is called Tzel, because the third aspect, which is called Tzadik, is included in it also. And it is called Lamed, named after the third Yudin, in the name Eke of Ima, with the filament of Yudim. Because the Tzelem, which is the first aspect, is called Mem, named after the four Yudin of Havaya, of Ab, meaning the revelation of Mochin themselves. But here, when the Nehi of Tvuna are revealed and the Mochin are concealed, therefore it is called Lamed, named after the third three Yudin of Ekye, of Yudin, of Ima. Once more, item Kufla Medvav. And this aspect, the second, which is the first hay of Havaya, that includes the expansion of Mochin and called Bina, is Lamed of Tzelem. And it's light. It's the Nehi of the third Tvuna that is called Tzel. Because the third aspect that is called Tzadik is also included in it. And it's called Lamed, named after the three Yudin, in the name Ekil of Ima, of the filament Yudin. Because the Tzelem, which is the first aspect, is called Mem, named after the four Yudin of Havaya of Ab. Meaning, the Mochin themselves are revealed. But here, when the Nehi of Tvuna are revealed, and the Mochin are concealed, therefore it's called Lamed, named after the three Yudin of Eke, of Yudin of Ima. Lamed of Tzelem cannot be the revelation of Zat of Bina without a want from the inferiors. No womb, no pregnancy, no breasts, no system that relates to the inferiors cannot evolve in the upper one without the demand of the lower one. The man, the deficiencies are not awakened. Therefore he says that in Lamed, of course, Tzadik is included. Because if there was no deficiency from below, so Zat of Bina would not be separated ever from Bina as Zat, because in themselves they don't exist. They exist only for the treatment of the lower ones. It's clear, right? From the four discernments of direct light. Therefore he says that the Lamed is included with the Tzadik. And therefore it is called Tzel, Tzadik and Lamed together. Item Kuf Lamed Zayin, page Elef Ayin Vav, item Kuf Lamed Zayin, the words of Ari. Afterwards, the third aspect is the Vav that includes the expansion of Mochin, and this aspect is called Zeranpin, Vav of Havaya. Understand it. And this Vav, which is the third aspect, is called Dat. And three letters of Yud K of Havaya, Yud K Vav, are completed here. That includes the extension of Mochim, as mentioned above. And it's known that Yud K Vav are Chabad. What? You have something in the table of questions and answers? What page? Kuf Pei Gimel? Kuf Pei Bet. Okay. We'll go on to page Elef Kuf Chaf Daled. Question. Pei Bet. Once more, page Kuf. Why the Tzadik of Tzelem is the expansion of Mochin of Zeranpin, and it's called Dat, Vav of Havaya, of the expansion of Mochin of Zeranpin, and it is the aspect of internal Mochin. Once more, the question, why the Tzadik of Tzelem is the expansion of the three Mochin of Zeranpin, and it's called Dat, and it's called Vav of Havaya, of the extension of Mochin of Zeranpin, and it's the aspect of internal Mochin. Answer Kuf Pei Bet in page Elef Kuf Chaf Daled. Three letters of Tzelem are three descents of the Mochin from the place of their emergence, which is the belly, beten, of Abba and Ima. So you can write that the question Kuf Pei Bet relates to item Kuf Lamed Zayin. Write it in the test. Once more, Kuf Pei Bet. There will come a time in which you will have to teach, and this will help you. Three letters of Tzelem are the three descents of the Mohin from their place of their emergence, which is the beten, belly, of Abba and Dima, until they reach the internality of the Anpin. The first descent is the descent of Gal of Yishtut, which are the aspect of beten, belly, to the aspect of Vak, and then it's called Mem of Tzelem. And in this dressing, they still they are not worthy for the expansion of the Rampin, for they are in covered Chasadim aspect. And therefore, they descend once more, a second descent. It is towards the Nehi of this Tvuna, that is called Lamed of Tzelem, which is the place of the revealed Chasadim. And that is why they are qualified for the dressing of the Rampin. Indeed, the lower one does not receive from the internality of the upper one, but from its externality, as known. And therefore, the aspect, this externality of the Lamed descends and spreads with the Mohin towards the Zeranpin, and this externality is called Tzadik of Tzelem, and it is expected to be the third descent. And this Tzadik is also called Dat, meaning the dot that expands in Zeranpin, because in Lamed of Tzelem, the Mohin are found in the aspect of from down upwards, which is the aspect of Rosh, head. But here in Tzadik, they descend and expand from up downwards inside Zeranpin and fulfill all the Idrin and Echsadrin delay, all the spaces, all the wants, all the deficiencies, Ravad. Afterwards, we will see what it means. And therefore, it's called Vav of Havaya, because the aspect of expansion towards the Ranpin is in it, which is called Vav. And Vav is also the meaning of Dat. It turns out that Mem is Yud of Havaya, and Lamed is Hey of Havaya, and Tzadik is Vav of Havaya. And they are the aspect of Chabad, as clarified. And Yud K, which are Mem and Lamed, are an aspect of surroundings, because they did not expand in the internality of the Ranpin. But the Tzadik is internal Mohin aspect, because it expands towards the internality of the Ranpin. Once more, answer Kuf Pei Bet. The question Kuf Pei Bet is, why Tzadik of Tzelem is the expansion of three Mohin of the Ranpin, and it's called Dat and Vav of Havaya of the expansion of Mohin of the Ranpin, and it's the aspect of internal Mohin. Answer, Kuf Pei Bet. Three letters Tzelem are three descents of the Mohin from the place of their emergence, which is the belly of Abba and Dima, until they come to the internality of the Ranpin. First descent is the descent of Gar of Yishtut, which are the aspect of belly, to the aspect of Vak, and then it's called Mem of Tzelem, and in this dressing, still they are not worthy to the expansion of the Ranpin, for they are in the aspect of covered Chasadim, and therefore they descend once more, a second descent, and it's towards the Nehi of that Tvuna, which is called Lamed of Tzelem. And here is the place of revealed Chasadim. That is why they are qualified for the dressing in the Ranpin. Indeed, the inferior does not receive from the internality of the superior, but from its externality, as known. And therefore, the externality of this Lamed descends and spreads with the Mohin to the Ranpin, and this externality is called Tzadik of Tzelem, and it is expected to be the third descent. And this Tzadik is also called Dat, meaning the Dat that spreads in the Ranpin, because in Lamed of Tzelem, the Mohin are found in the aspect of down upwards, which is the aspect of Rosh, head. But here in Tzadik, they descend and expand from up downwards inside the Ranpin and fulfill all the rooms etc., as known. And therefore it's called Vav of Havaya, because it is the aspect of expansion to Zeranpin, which is called Vav. And Vav is the meaning of Da'at also. It turns out that Mem is Yud of Havaya, and Lamed is He of Havaya, and Tzadi is Vav of Havaya. And they are the aspect of Chabad, as clarified above. And Yud-Ke, which are Mem and Lamed, are the aspect of surroundings, because they didn't expand in the internality of Zeranpin. But Tzadik is the aspect of internal Mochin, because it expands to the internality of Zeranpin.
Okay, let's go on. We're moving to page Elef Ayin Vav, item Kuf Lamed Chet. And now is the discernment of Tzadik of Tzelem alone, and it is the third discernment of Zeranpin that the Mochen expanded for the third expansion and entered inside of Zeranpin itself as internal Mochen and not surrounding Mochen. And although now they are called Tzadik of Tzelem, because this Dalet Mochin in their dressing inside of Nehu of the third Vuna become three alone, because the Chesed and Gvura become Da'at, the first Da'at, and those three Mochin, when they are dressed inside of Nehu Dvuna, descended and dressed inside of Zeranpin, and first they entered Galgalta, and afterwards they expanded in all of its body, like it is written in other places. And it is known that the Zeranpin is the ninth Sefirot and nothing more, and each one is included from ten, and they are Tzadik. That's why this Mochin that expands inside of all Zeranpin are called Tzadik of Tzelem. Again, item Kuf Lamed Chet. And now is the discernment of Tzadik of Tzelem alone, and it is the third discernment of Zeranpin that the Mochen expanded for the third expansion, and they entered inside of Zeranpin itself as internal Mochen and not surrounding. And even though now they are called Tzadik of Tzelem, and that's why now they are called Tzadik of Tzelem, because these four Mochin, when they are dressed inside of Nei of the third Vuna, become three alone, because the Chesed and the Gvura becomes one Dat, and those three Mochin, when they are closed inside of Nei of Dvuna, descended and were dressed inside of Zeranpin. And first they entering Galgalta, and afterwards they expand in all of its body, like it's written in other places. And it is known that the Zeranpin is nine Sefirot and nothing more, and each one includes of Yud, of ten, and they are Tzadik, 90. That's why this Mochin that expands inside of Zeranpin are called Tzadik of Tzelem. Yes. In a light item Kuf Lamed Chet. The third expansion, and they entered inside of Zeranpin as internal Mochen and not surrounding. Because until now, the expansion was on the half of Dvuna itself. And it is known that the inferior does not emerge of the discernment of the internality of the superior itself, but from the externality of the superior. And that's why the first two expansions of Mem and Lamed that were from the discernment of the internality of the third Vuna are not worthy of closing inside of Zeranpin, because they are not matching his discernment. But the discernment of the externality that is sent from the Lamed Tzelem is according to the level of Zeranpin, and it is the one who is worthy to dress inside inside of him. And this is what it is said, the discernment tzadi of Tzelem alone, which is the third discernment of Tzelem the Zeranpin, that the Mochin expanded for the third expansion and entered Zeranpin itself as internal Mochin and not surrounding. Meaning, only the third discernment, which is Tzadik, which is the discernment of externality of the Lamed, it alone is worthy to dress inside of the internality of Zeranpin, because it is according to the level of Zeranpin, when the first two discernments which come from the internality of the Dvuna are considered surrounding, because they are not from the level of Zeranpin. Yes. We'll go on in what Ari is writing. Kuf Lametet. And now, in this third discernment, the three Mochin were corrected inside of Galgalta of Zeranpin as Chabad. And it was already clarified that these three discernments are the three letters of Tzelem, and they are Chabad. Mem Chochma, Lamed Bina, Tzadi Dad. And first of all came the Chochma, and afterward the Dad, and afterward the Bina, which are three letters that are in the Tzelem of the male Tzelem. If so, the order will be from Tzel, that they are Chuchma, Dad, Bina, and it is the one who is called in Yecheskel, in Ezekiah, beautiful, a branch and the forest of Tzel, in Hebrew shadow, which is the Ranpin, which is called the tree of Lebanon. And now in the third discernment were corrected the three Mochin inside of Gagalta of Zeranpin as Chabad, and it was clarified that these three discernments are the three letters of Tzelem, and they are Chabad, Mem Chochma, Lamed Bina, Tzadi Dad. And first of all came the Chochma, and afterward the Dad, and afterwards the Bina, which are the three letters that are in the male of the Tzelem. And the order will be from Tzel, which are Chuchma, Dad, Bina, and it is called in Ezekiah, beautiful, prettier branch in the forest of shadow, Tzel, which is the Ranpin, that is called. We'll go to inner light. So we'll go to inner light. Three Mochin inside of Gagat of Zeranpin is Chabad. First came the Chochmah, afterwards the Dad, and afterwards the Bina, which are the three letters in the male of Tzelem. You should not wonder here. No need to wonder that the intention is on the three letters of Tzelem that come in the three expansion in the third Dvuna. Because in them surely before the expanding Bina, which is the Lamed of Tzelem, they could not expand inside of the Dat, which is Tzadik the Tzelem. But the intention is only on the three Mochen of Chabad that expands in Galgalta of Zeranpin, meaning in the discernment of Tzadik alone, that also the three Mochen Chabad of Zeranpin are called in the name of three letters of Tzelem, that the that the Moach of Chokhmah is Mem, and the Moach of Bina is Lamed, and the Moach of Daat is Tzadik. And on these three Mochin, he says that first of all comes the Chokhmah, afterwards the Daat, and afterwards the Bina. And that's why he's so accurate in saying that there are the three letters in the male Tzelem, meaning in the Zeranpin, and not the three letters of Tzelem of the third Vuna, which is the female. And the interpretation is that the illumination of Chokhmah does not come to the Bina, but only by the Daat, which is from bottom upwards. Because the upper light, which is the discernment of Chokhmah, expands in the beginning until the end of Daat, meaning to the discernment of Yesod of Malchut, which are in Daat, which is the Itra of Gvura, and then the returning light ascends from bottom upwards until the Chokhmah, and emerges the illumination of Chokhmah to the outside, which influence to the Bina, in a way that from the beginning the light of Chokhmah was drawn to the Moach of Daat, and the coupling was made in Daat, and by the Daat the illumination of Chokhmah was influenced to the Bina, and that's how the Rav is clarifying in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. Meaning there is the expansion of Mem, Lamed and Tzadik, but when they enter Zeranpin and Zeranpin starts on himself to cause the coupling and the connection with the light that enters it, so in Zeranpin the order is that first of all it's M, afterwards Tzadik, and afterwards Lamed. Metzel instead of Tzelem. Or instead of Melet. Because the Zeranpin participate in it on himself. These are only signs on how the inferior observe the light of Chokhmah. Nothing in it changes beside the vessels and the lights, the rules of the same rules. Nothing artificial was made here. Don't start to get confused here. You don't need to remember anything. Only the external signs about what is happening in Zon, that Zeranpin, which observed the illumination of Chokhmah, meaning the internal Vav that comes to him from the third Vuna, he reveals it, but by first of Mem, first of Chokhmah, afterwards Daat, and afterwards Bina. Metzel. Chokhmah, Daat, and Bina. We have it here. Chokhmah, Daat, and Bina. Yes. If we, meaning, I'm sorry, we're starting to climb down of the tree. Atik, Aichanpin that was divided to three parts. Kitra, Mocha de Avira, Koma de Avira, Mocha Stima, Bina that emerges outside as the throat, Abba Veima that clothes on the Chagat of Aichanpin, Abba Veima that are divided to Mem and Lamed that is divided to Lamed and Tzadik is already Aleph, coarseness one, Viut Aleph, and Lamed is still causeness 2 of Yud Bet, although that Lamed is already revealed Chassadim, that we have the light of Chokhmah according to the sermon, to the deficiency of the inferior, but according to causeness 2 It cannot be too in connection with Zeranpin, so it must descend to the level of Tzaddik, of coarseness one, and Lamed becomes surrounding light, Mem and Lamed are becoming surrounding light towards Tzaddik, and Tzaddik that Lamed expels outside are becoming the internal light inside of Zeranpin. And now we're speaking in what happens in Zeranpin. So it's very simple. In the beginning, he ascends the deficiency, and according to this deficiency, the Lamed expels the Tzaddik, meaning the revealed Chassadim. This Patsuf of Tzaddik enters Zeranpin. We'll see afterwards how much he enters Zeranpin, part of it, all of it. What is the Patsuf? The Patsuf is the package of direct light and returning light that the upper one wants to give the lower one. So the lower one needs now to react, do some kind of coupling, some kind of unification about what he's receiving from the upper one. And then it happens so that the inner light that comes from the superior receives a new shape by the inferior, because the inferior turns it a bit. It comes as a Mem Lamed Tzaddik, yes, in this way, like a cylinder. And the inferior does a different order in his receiving. Instead of Tzaddik, of Mem Lamed Tzaddik, he does it as Metzel. We'll see what it means. We'll see why it happens. But all in all, we're talking about coupling, about lights and vessels. That's it. Bina, which is the causeness 2, does herself as causeness 1, Aviyut Aleph, and gives it enters the Zeranpin, which is also causeness 1. But of course, that first of all, Zeranpin must ascend this deficiency to Bina. The vessels from Zeranpin must be ready. His vessels are called Tzaddik because 9 Sfirot times 10 Sfirot each Sfira are 90, which is Tzaddik. This is Zeranpin. Now we'll move to the third part of the lesson.